Muy buenos días, amados hermanos y amigos presentes. Verdaderamente es una gran bendición, un privilegio para mí, para mi esposa.
Good morning, beloved brethren and friends present. It is truly a great blessing and privilege for me, my wife, Julian, and those who accompany us to be here in Valencia, Venezuela. And to be here today, Sunday, Mother's Day, sharing these moments of fellowship around His Word. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers present here and around the world. May God bless you greatly and continue using you powerfully in the work of God. And may you continue being an instrument in the hands of God for this end time. Dr. William Soto Santiago tells us in a message, in a greeting, in 2006, on March 15, 2006, in Manaus, Brazil. There he tells us, and now, since the third pool is so good, so glorious, and there are so many great blessings from God, God gave us a sample through the Reverend William Branham, an example of how the third pool will be in the Church of Jesus Christ in the age of the cornerstone, in the eternal age of the Church of Jesus Christ, to which the Church of Jesus Christ goes up to have the blessing of the third pool. The blessing of the third pool, notice, is above. She goes up to have that blessing. We are in the most glorious time of all times. To see the third pool will be simple. To see the third pool will be simple. Why? Because in the sample, the third pool manifested could be seen when the Holy Spirit placed His word in the mouth of the Reverend William Branham, and He spoke that word and things happened. In plain words, we will be seeing the word that comes forth from the mouth of God coming out of the mouth of a man. The third pool, the word of God coming from the mouth of a man. And what that man will be saying will be taking place. That is the third pool. It will be the materialization of the spoken word. For each manifestation of the third pool, the creative word of God will be heard being spoken before each stage. What will the church bride be hearing? The word being spoken. We will be able to say, as the prophet Elijah said when he knew from God, and God revealed to him that he was going to bring a great rain. God placed that word in the mouth of Elijah, and it was in a time of a drought, which was going on for 3.5 years. But the prophet Elijah said on chapter 17 of 1 Kings, there shall not be dew nor rain, but according to my word. That man had the creative word to speak it, and things happened. For the last day, we have the promise of the ministry of Elijah in its fifth manifestation. The creative word will be there to be spoken and things to happen. The things that must happen will happen in that way. The prophet Elijah said, there shall be dew nor even rain, but according to my word. Look in the book of quotations on page 35, paragraph 291. The Reverend William Branham says, now I am wanting to see that happen. It's going to be the attitude of the people towards the message. See how she, Hattie Wright, said it? She said just the right thing. is what you say that does it. And there he writes, third pull equals speak. The right thing equals say it. Yesterday, I said the right thing over Venezuela. Just as Elijah spoke and said that a great rain would come, perhaps back then when the servant went out to look, he saw a small cloud, but that wasn't the second time. First he saw nothing. Then he saw a tiny little cloud at the end. Very tiny. That's not going to bring a downpour, as Elijah says. That won't even cover the heat. But the word was spoken. Yesterday I spoke the word over Venezuela. And I am already feeling the rain, the great rain of blessing over this nation, over all the people, over all the elect. May there be abundance, both spiritual as well as material. May the barriers be broken spiritually and physically as well. Great rain sounds, Venezuela. Great rain sounds, Venezuela and sons and daughters of God. But you, before this word, you must take the right attitude and speak the right word. Take this word seriously so that they become a reality in the Venezuelan nation, in every son and daughter of God who lives here, and even those who are elsewhere who cry out for this nation. May God bring them back here again. Now notice, a bit further on, he continues saying, things will happen as that creative word is being spoken for each of the pertaining spheres of the third pool. Every sphere of the third pool, the word must be spoken in order for that stage to happen. Leave the previous one, as Brother Branham says, for the next one to come. And that is done by the messenger and the people behind. One step. We saw that the third pull has to do with nature. That will be total control of nature by the creative word of God being spoken. And that pertains to the two olive trees, which are the ones that have power over nature. And likewise, we can see that the third pull will have a manifestation over nature, over people for salvation. There we saw, in the part when Hattie Wright spoke the right thing. She asked for the right thing, the salvation of her sons. If you speak the right thing, believe in it, that God will give your family members, we already have an example. And if it happened back then, it will happen at this time as well. And it is already happening. Over people for healing. Notice, his wife, with the tumor, he spoke the word, and she was healed. Over things that don't exist, to bring them into existence, such as the creation of squirrels. And the resurrection of the dead in Christ is also linked to that creative word. He says, the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, he says, in the flesh, and will arise. In other words, it is by the creative word that they will come. Because the creative word for the resurrection of the dead is the great voice of the trumpet or last trumpet. And therefore, the Church of Jesus Christ will be listening to that creative word of the great voice of the trumpet or last trumpet. It is what the church bride is hearing. And since it is a creative word, we will be seeing those five manifestations. Not only in the instrument that will be speaking that word so that those manifestations are completely fulfilled, but in each elect of God that has taken the word at this end time and has made him part of it and has crowned it. And whatever that child of God speaks, that too will come to existence. It will be the power of God being restored to the human race again. May God help us and bless us. And may we be with an attitude before the Word, a correct attitude. In other words, it is not only to hear, but to receive it, to believe it, and to speak the right thing. There is a place where he says, confession for salvation, first and second coming. The right thing equals say it. That's the subject for this brief chat on this occasion. The right thing, say it. And the right thing has already been spoken for Venezuela. Therefore, we have already made the check mark. And that word is not going to fall to the ground. It will produce everything that it has been sent for. May God bless you and keep you. And may God bless us through his word today. And may much word be incarnate in our hearts. And may we leave here with joy, with gladness, with rejoicing, better than we came in. Be delivered spiritually and physically from everything that binds you. And believing that God will give you spiritual healing, physical healing, healing in all areas, and that he will also provide you with everything you need to continue on working in the work of God, preparing for your transformation. With us again, the missionary Miguel Bermudez Marin, and greetings to all those who are connected there in Puerto Rico and other countries through the satellite Amazonas and also the satellite Eutelsat 8. May God bless you and keep you all. This is the first of many. So, my desire is to come as many times as the Lord allows me to come here, come when I have an opportunity to come here. So, well, God keep you and bless you all. God bless you, Miguel.